Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business talking about self, family, friends, and finances every Friday. You know this is not the space for us to talk about relationships because we are minding our own business. Yeah, I want to get it to the point where you guys chant that with me. But trust and believe, once we get all of that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go ahead, get your coffee, your tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, and let's talk about this thing. Today's topic is alone or all one. I know it's a stretch, a kind of play on words. Did you see the goofy way I wrote it? A-L, capital O-N-E. It's basically a concept of feeling complete in your oneness. I'm suggesting that it's all about the way you look at a thing. During this time of stay home, stay safe, some of us are finding ourselves home by ourselves more often than we're comfortable with. Some of us may have children at home with us or other relatives. Maybe some of us have significant others there. But I want you to know that even though you have someone next to you, you may still feel a bit lonely, isolated, honey. And that's okay for now. But my rule of thumb is if anything lasts longer than 3 days, it's time to investigate. I do that with colds, aches in my body, and certain emotions. Now, y'all know I'm a Gemini, which means I'm at least 3 people at any given moment. So if I have an intense emotion that lasts for more than 2 days, I'm on the phone or on the porch talking to my neighbor about it. The worst thing you can do is feel like you deserve or don't deserve to feel lonely, because it's not a deserve or don't deserve type of thing. It's a feeling, and people have feelings. It's not a punishment. But let's talk about that, though, because society tells us not to be weak, needy, or lonely. And whatever you do, don't tell anybody when you're feeling weak, needy, or lonely. But if you don't tell nobody, then how do you get help? And this is where we begin to feel isolated in a room full of people, because we don't feel like we can talk to anybody. And then the loneliness intensifies. And this is where we need to change our thinking process, my loves. It's like old people used to say, closed mouths don't get fed. Some of us have been trained so well not to speak out about our loneliness that we no longer are able to recognize it when we feel it. There is a level of shame that's been assigned to feeling lonely. Think about it. When you felt lonely, have you actually told somebody, hey, I'm feeling lonely? We think that if we tell somebody we're feeling lonely, then they'll label us as desperate, and heaven forbid we look, sound, or act desperate. It's true. We would like to call it other names like that sounds less desperate, like I'm feeling anxious, or I'm feeling overwhelmed. While these are true emotions, what is at the base of that anxiety and that overwhelming feeling? Is it stress? Is it exhaustion? Or is it loneliness? And then we begin to stack these emotions, and sometimes we stack these emotions so high, it seems impossible to be able to feel better. So let's define loneliness, just so that we're on the same page, child, and we're talking about the same stuff. Loneliness is a state of mind. It's a thought, a feeling. Loneliness comes from an unregulated nervous system, you know, and your nerves control your feelings. Alone is a state of being. It's a fact. It's a location. You're in a room alone. Remember earlier when I said that just because you were not alone, it doesn't mean that you may not be feeling lonely? During this COVID-19, we've acknowledged a little bit about ourselves, right? We've noticed how we rely on this one-on-one, person-to-person interaction, and we probably never noticed that before. and this could be complicating our ability to separate being alone from feeling lonely. And I want us to be sure that we're using the right language with that. It's being alone. That's a place, that's a location, being alone and feeling lonely. That's a feeling. You know, old people say you don't miss your well till your water runs dry, which was just another way of saying sometimes we take things for granted. And I think a lot of us took for granted the ability to shake hands with someone when we meet them or to hug someone that we haven't seen in a while. Because right now, those kinds of things are considered risky behavior. There are studies that show one hug, a simple hug, can lessen depression and anxiety. And I'm aiming for this podcast to be kind of a mental hug, an opportunity for us to understand our feelings of loneliness so that we can acknowledge the feeling and allow it to pass. Like I said, if it persists, talk to somebody. Now, I know you may be seeing people that are thriving during these lockdown conditions. And you may be saying, are they immune to the loneliness of this lockdown? How does it happen? How does one group of people adhere to the same conditions as another group, but they have different responses? Today, we're talking about how these people may be thriving at this time. Maybe some of the things that we speak about can help you get through these difficult moments. First, we need to understand how we process. I think a good example of that would be a meme I saw the other day. It was a guy working on a computer, making crafts, reading, typing, and above him was a label that said introvert. And then on the other side, there was the word extrovert. And it showed another guy that had his hands on the handle of a door. He's pulling with all his might, trying to get out. And then he finally bangs his head on the door, gives up, and collapses on the ground. Now, there's a difference between being an extrovert and being a codependent. Extrovert literally means an outgoing, overly expressive person, which has nothing to do with his location. It has to do with his state of mind, his feelings, his thoughts, and how he channels them. Outgoing people could make podcasts, could do video interviews with some of the people that they know since they're outgoing. But in this illustration, he's expressing codependence. And codependence means a person with an excessive emotional and psychological reliance on a partner. This guy was alone and fighting to get out of his own space because he depends on others to feel okay. What are you thinking? Is he bad because he's codependent? We'll come back to that. I just want you to think about it for a minute. And this meme, if it was accurate, the word extrovert could have just as easily have described the person that was on the computer doing the crafts and writing and etc. And codependent would have been the word that was over the person that was banging his head. Like I said, we will be clear and come to a good understanding of our feelings and how to process them so that they can pass. If you identified with what was originally labeled as introvert, introvert actually means a shy person who doesn't reveal his thoughts or feelings, which could very well be the guy with the computer. The fact is, or what I'm really trying to express here, is that your thoughts and your feelings control your actions. It's all about how you look at a thing. If you were an extrovert, a codependent, an introvert, an independent, you could still have a good handle on being alone if you were in control of your feelings. In fact, if you acknowledge your feelings of loneliness, you'll know exactly what you need to do until the feeling passes. Since loneliness comes from an unregulated nervous system, it's a feeling of unrest, you'd be able to know what you need to do until the feeling passes. Do you need to take a beat to unwind? Do you need to call a friend? Do you need a good book to read or to watch some trash TV or clean out a closet or maybe just sit in silence for a moment and allow the feeling to pass? Again, loneliness is a feeling, and if you let it, it'll pass, alone and all one. I think we're good here. I've gave you some things to think about, so let me give you these final little takeaways. When you have an anxious moment, sit with it and ask yourself, is it stress? Is it exhaustion? Man, am I just tired? Is it loneliness? Am I missing a feeling of connection? Drink some water, take a beat, and close your eyes. Let the feeling pass. I'm gonna see you next week and we'll talk about boundaries. I need some space. Thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Inertia Justice, INERTIAJUSTICE. And if you love the show, leave a comment so that I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.